Praise the Lord, amen, and thank and praise God for us being back here on another, amen, HGGWN Women of Grace Radio Podcast, and amen. We just thank the Lord, amen, on amen. This morning for being amen. Saved and amen, sanctified, amen. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and amen. Delivered, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and amen. We just thank God for, amen, all that he is doing, amen, we thank and praise God, amen. That we have a very special guest speaker here on today. Amen. My friend, my sister in the Lord. Amen. Prophetess Laquita Moore. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for her being all the way from Corpus Christi Faith Church of Birmingham, yes. Alabama.
Amen.
Did I get that right, you prophetess? Got it right. Okay. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for her pastor is Bishop Michael Saltmarsh.
Amen.
Amen. Again, all the way from Corpus Christi Faith Church Amen. Of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're so excited about her being here with us on today. Amen. Amen. She's going to be bringing forth the word of God on today. Amen. Our topic on today is the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And we know, amen, we need the Holy Spirit, oh, yeah. amen, at all times.
All
amen. Time. So we just thank and praise God. We're excited. Boy. We pray that this broadcast will bless you on today.
Amen.
It will strengthen Jesus. You. It will comfort you. Whatever amen. That it needs
Hallelujah.
To do for you on today, that it will
yes.
be done. Amen.
Yes.
And we just thank the Lord. Amen. And before we go, amen, off into, amen, the word of God, let us say a word of prayer. Father
amen.
God,
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus
Lord,
Christ, we thank you, our Yeshua. We
Lord,
love you on today.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you for this time
thank
of fellowship
you.
On today, oh God.
Thank you,
we thank you for all of your
Hallelujah.
Many blessings.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord God, just
Glory
for everything that you've
That's
already done.
Yes.
Lord, we ask
thank
you, Lord
you,
God,
Lord.
Jesus, that the people that were here on today
yes.
and were here later on, that
yes.
they will receive this word.
In
oh God, you will touch their hearts and their mind, Lord,
name,
in the
God.
Mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ. And we just ask you
yes.
to move by your spirit,
yes.
move by your power,
oh,
Lord.
Yes.
Oh God,
yes,
and we just
yes,
thank
yes.
you for all things, Lord.
All
oh God, we ask you to move
Hallelujah.
Through this broadcast. Oh God,
yes,
allow
yes,
the Holy
God.
Spirit to have his way on
oh,
today.
Yeah.
Oh God,
you,
we thank you for
thank
your word
you,
that's going to be shared on this broadcast on today.
Thank
and we
you, Lord.
We just bless you and we love you.
Yes.
Amen. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, our Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And with
amen.
That, amen.
Hallelujah.
Again, we thank God, amen,
thank
for prophets, the Queen of Moore.
Thank
amen.
You,
all the way from Corpus
Hallelujah.
Christi
Thank
Faith
you,
Church of Birmingham, Alabama.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Where her pastor is Bishop Michael Saltmarsh.
Amen.
So we got to begin now. We got to talk about, amen,
amen,
the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Of the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
amen.
Come
they,
on now. Look.
It's all the same. Amen.
Yes, it is.
A lot of
yes,
time, amen,
is.
People get it mixed up. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. They're all the same.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that today. Amen.
Amen.
In the hands, amen, of Prophetess Laquita Moore today.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
it's
the Lord.
It's good to be here. And I thank and praise God for the opportunity to speak on today. First, let me do protocol because you have to give honor to the apostle and the prophetess, Mary Ella Pearson. I know Mary Ella through friendship.
Amen.
She came in my life through when I needed the most. I was in a backslidden state, and she came in my life and showed me that God is still able.
Amen.
And that I still needed him, because when you're in that state of hurting, discombobulation, you always need Jesus to help bring you back. I would like to recognize her husband, Apostle. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and to even serve and to just speak, you know,
Amen.
Because God could use anybody, but I thank and praise God that he used me on today. And I pray that he used me. Amen.
Amen.
Give shout out to my pastor, Dr. Michael Saltmarsh. He is definitely a man of God. I thank and praise God for Corpus Christi Faith Church. Our motto there is no cross, no crown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank and praise God for him allowing me the opportunity to speak as well.
Amen.
So to all Facebook people, we're going to get right on into it, because we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because sometimes we as saints and as people that are seeking Christ, we got to have some power.
Amen.
Because the enemy is busy. Because this is, he is out to kill, steal, and destroy us, and he don't want us to go forward.
Amen.
He don't want us to be a light unto the people and draw people unto Christ. So now he's using everything in the world to stop people from going forward.
Amen.
And so we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so today I'm going to come from Acts chapter 1 and 8. And it reads, and I'm coming from the King James Version.
Amen.
It says, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the earth."
Amen.
All right, here we go. Let's just jump right in. What is the Holy Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, people don't tell you who the Holy Ghost is.
Amen.
We talk about it, but do you know who he is?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is God's power.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty in itself.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
And let me, I'm going to share this scripture with you because it helps you understand who the Holy Ghost is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Hebrew chapter 9, verse 14.
Amen.
And I read this one because we are, it's power. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's God's power. But the Holy Ghost is so much greater than that.
Amen.
And see, and then we're going to talk about why we got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit is what keeps us.
Amen.
It governs us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the Holy Ghost, you got to yield to it.
Amen.
You got to let it, the Holy Spirit, the power of God, rule you. You don't rule it. You got to allow him to change and rule your life.
Amen.
So let's go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And it reads, it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit," that's the Holy Ghost,
amen,
"eternal Spirit, forever abiding, offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." All right, here we go. Now, here we have the Holy Spirit saying he's an eternal spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's who the Holy Ghost is. And it comes in our lives to cleanse our conscience.
Amen.
That means our mindset, our thoughts, our thinking. It clears us,
mm-hmm,
and it makes us to serve. It says from the acts that leads to death,
mm-hmm,
meaning the flesh, the carnal things,
mm-hmm,
the things that would keep us from being saved, the things that keeps us from serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our flesh. That's our carnal nature. That circumstances sometimes can keep us from serving God.
Amen.
And so God, the Holy Spirit comes in to say, okay, I'm going to take all this away from you because I want you to understand that I to serve God is a good thing.
Amen. Amen.
Let's put that out,
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
To be saved, you baby, you in the majority.
Amen.
You're not in the minority. And you on the good side.
Amen. Amen.
You're not on the bad side. So don't think because you are saint and you saved that you square or that you fit, there's something wrong with you. No, ma'am. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're serving the God, the creator of all things.
Amen. Amen.
All things.
All things.
I ain't talking about some things, the creator, amen, of
all things.
Come on.
Amen.
Come
he
on,
said
sister,
every good and perfect
come
gift
on
comes from God.
Come
amen
on. See, so you on that side.
Mm-hmm.
You with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Holy Spirit comes along to aid you in this life, in this walk. On the earth,
mm-hmm,
until we get to heaven.
Amen.
Because as a saint of God, we have to walk a walk that is pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit comes to cleanse your conscience of the dead works,
mm-hmm,
of
dead
the things that aren't even edifying to God.
Amen.
And he said, the Holy Spirit is, it comes to anoint us.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to help us preach and teach good tidings to the meek.
Amen.
It comes to bind up the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to provide and prove liberty to the people who abide.
Amen. Amen.
This is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Acts 1 and 8 said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost,
amen,
come upon you."
Amen.
See, we got to have the power in order for us to live the life.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
In order for us to live a saved life, you got to have some power. Because the enemy in this world has gone astray.
Amen.
They think right is wrong. They think wrong is right, and right and right and wrong is right.
Amen.
Did I say that right? But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because if you're living in this world and you watch the news and you a saved person, your heart through the Holy Spirit, it should prick you and make you want to have cry out for the people who don't know God and don't have the power to overcome obstacles in their lives.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit help you overcome sicknesses.
Amen.
Because it says he helps with our infirmities. Romans 8 and 26 through 27. He's an intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you could go through things so hard that you don't even know what to say.
Amen.
But when you got the Holy Ghost, he'll just say, Holy Spirit,
have
thy way.
Yes.
I know not what to do. I know not what to say, but you are an intercessor.
Amen.
Go to the Father on my behalf because I need some help today.
Amen.
I need some help. And he'll go and intercede. And he'll go to the Father and say, your child needs you. Your child needs you.
Amen.
Now, let's also talk about the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Because
sometimes we think we got it because we get a feeling. You can't go by the feeling.
No, you
can't. It says, they start speaking in tongues. Come on now.
Amen.
Just in Acts chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the Holy Spirit comes, because it said it came in like a mighty rushing wind.
Amen.
See, everybody starts speaking in tongues. That's the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because they start speaking in tongues. See, don't get it twisted.
Amen.
There's some evidence that go along with the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. You got to speak.
Amen.
Amen. You got to speak. And see, when you begin to speak in tongues, it edifies you. It's for the edifying of the body, of the individual, the saint, the person. It edifies you. It helps you keep going.
Amen.
It helps you to say, I know situations is hard right now for people out there. People might not have jobs. They might not have food. They might just be in a hard place.
Amen.
But sometimes things could just be hard.
Amen.
Oppressed. Depression is out there. Anxiety is on an all-time high. And even saints of God, we deal with those things. And sometimes we feel ashamed and feel some kind of way because you're dealing with that and you're a saint and you're God's person and you're God's child. You feel as if something's wrong with you. No, you need the Holy Spirit to come in and help you overcome those things. You need the Holy Spirit to help you overcome your life and through the word of
God. Amen.
Let's not leave out the word.
Amen.
Got to have the word in order for you to function as a saint of God.
Amen.
You got to have the word. You got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is grace and supplication. The Holy Spirit is truth. See, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and he's really operating in your life, he'll let you know. He'll give you true discernment. You'll be able to discern the hearts of people. You'll be discerning their words.
Amen.
Their mind.
Amen.
Their motives. And then like men, Pastor was talking earlier. Prophetess was talking earlier. Mariella is my friend, y'all.
Yeah, she can call me Mariella. It's fine. I'm not caught up in Prophetess. You can call me Mariella.
This is my friend.
Mariella is fine.
And I talk to her as my friend. That doesn't mean I don't respect her position in the body.
Amen.
Of Christ. This is my friend.
Amen.
Okay.
It's fine.
Mariella's fine. So when we talk, sometimes you have to just talk to people right where they are.
Amen.
This is just my friend. So I let me clear that up. So people won't be like, oh, she just ain't. No, it's not that. I can talk to her about anything. She helped me through so many things. We used to do miracles at midnight.
Amen. Yes. Miracles at midnight.
We used to get up at 12 o'clock praying and talking about the word of God.
Amen.
But it helps me. She brought me back. You see what I'm
Glory
saying? She brought me back. And for that, I'm forever grateful. So when I sit down in her presence, I just talk to her as my friend.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So, you know, for yourself and the walk that you do and in the call of your life, people are not cleaving to Christ.
Amen.
It seems like there's a falling away.
Mm-hmm.
People don't believe that God still exists. They don't believe in his power.
Amen.
And they don't believe that he can do exceedingly abundantly
Amen.
Above all we can ask and or think.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why it's important that we teach the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Because the Holy Ghost keeps us vibrant,
mm-hmm.
keeps us alive,
mm-hmm.
keeps us on the walk with God, because it's so many things that come at you to try to deter you
mm-hmm.
from living a saved life.
Amen.
And so this is why it's important. And this is why when we talk about it, the Holy Spirit is a comforter.
Mm-hmm. It is.
He was sent back and God said that himself. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter.
Amen.
He said, I got to go.
Amen.
And prepare a place.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I'm going to send you a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's going to comfort you in
Amen.
Your time of need.
Yes,
I'm going to send you somebody that's going to take care of you
mm-hmm.
and help you and walk through this walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the Holy Spirit is about. And we can find that in John chapter 14,
Amen.
Verses 16 and 26.
Amen.
So Jesus, the Holy Spirit is Jesus' spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost is the spirit of
mm-hmm.
Christ.
Amen.
It's something to help, to empower, Amen. To strengthen us on the walk. So I ask that people get to know the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit or you think you're not, ask God to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to fill you.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to show you a more perfect way. I always say a more perfect way.
Mm-hmm.
Show you who he is in your life. I ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill the people.
Amen. Amen.
Show himself to you. Reveal
mm-hmm.
unto the saints and the people that need to know him who he is.
Amen.
That's who the Holy Spirit is. It's so much richness in the power of the Holy Ghost to the point where we can't even imagine all the things that he can do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We can't
even.
It ain't even something that we can think about.
No. No.
But the power is the fact that he's omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
He's with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
He's powerful. He is everywhere. He's with us at all times.
Amen.
He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Even if we make our bed in hell, he will be there with us this week.
That's the word.
Now, that's the word.
Amen.
That's the word. So he ain't going to never leave us. He going to be there with us
mm-hmm.
every step of the way. So we have to just cleave to him, allow him to minister to us,
mm-hmm.
allow him in your life to change your way of life, allow him to operate in your life, allow him to move and change your mindset, because
mm-hmm.
it's a mindset.
Change your mindset. Amen.
It starts with your thoughts.
Amen.
It starts with, first you got to believe
mm-hmm.
he is. And he's a reward of those who diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
That's in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
For the remission of your sins.
Amen.
You got to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, and then that's when the infilling going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And when the infilling comes, it's going to change your mind.
Amen.
It's Hebrews 9 and 14. Cleanse our conscience
mm-hmm.
from the dead works.
Amen.
And that way we could be able to serve God in the way he wants us to do.
Amen.
And then another thing about the Holy Spirit that I love so much, he is a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scripture say, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
Mm-hmm.
He is a guide. He will guide you in all truth.
Yes, he will.
And when we fall to the side or we think about we made some mistake, the Holy Spirit is saying, come on back.
Mm-hmm.
The mm-hmm. blood of Jesus mm-hmm. has atoned for your sin.
Mm-hmm.
Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Turn.
Amen.
Stop doing it.
Amen. Stop doing it. Amen.
Stop. That's true. Repent.
Amen.
When you stop it.
Amen.
Don't say, I feel so sad. I didn't mean to do that. Mm-hmm. No, you just being a little convicted. True repentance is stop
it. Amen.
Right then and there.
Amen.
And you done came to God. Mm-hmm. And that's when the Holy Spirit can truly work in our lives, mm-hmm. when we repent. Repentance is important.
Amen.
Because that's the changing, mm-hmm. in your mind and in your spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will come and aid and help you live it out. Mm-hmm. He'll help you overcome the condemnation. Because God says there's no more condemnation.
Amen.
You ain't got to be condemned. Mm-mm. You ain't got to be sad.
No.
You ain't got to be down and out. Because the Holy Spirit and God is here for you. Mm-hmm. Just come.
Amen.
Come unto him. Mm-hmm. He's still saving.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Still saves.
Yes, he is.
We need to be saved.
Amen.
This world needs to be saved. People need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People think that everything is going, and people doing what they want to do.
Yes, they are.
It's all about me, mm-hmm. and what I want and what I think. Everybody's about self.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's about doing the work of the Lord. And we make such a mockery sometimes and above the church because we laugh at everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have
Amen.
A standard.
Amen.
God is, it's a standard in
Amen.
Holiness.
It is.
It's holiness of hell.
Yeah.
Period. It.
Amen.
You got to live a holy life.
Amen.
You got to live a righteous life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Holy Spirit is there to help you live that life.
Amen.
So that's why it's important to get the Holy Spirit. Being filled with it. Mm-hmm. If you have any doubt, go to your pastor,
mm-hmm.
and say, I don't know. I don't know about this Holy Ghost thing, because some people scared of it.
They are.
Some people scared of it, mm-hmm. and they don't trust it. Some people say, I've heard people say, oh, the devil speak in tongues.
No.
You being used by the devil right then and
Amen.
There to throw something in to keep somebody from
Amen.
Receiving the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You to block somebody blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But that I call that ignorance.
That's it. Exactly what
Don't
it is.
Do that.
Amen.
You got to be careful about what we say,
mm-hmm.
to hinder some God's people.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost is important.
Amen.
Folks need to be saved, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
People are not wanting to come into the household of faith because we do so many things that aren't of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They're of us,
mm-hmm.
our flesh,
mm-hmm.
our demonstration. Oh, and we're not, and I know people get mad at me sometimes. My whole family, I don't care. I tell them, they say, you self-righteous. I said, no, I'm not self-righteous, not by any means. I don't have no judgment. I don't have anything in my mind to think I'm better than anybody
Amen.
Or anything like that. But I'm right with God.
That's it.
I live the life I preach.
Amen.
Even when I have to crucify me, yes. I have to kill me.
You have to do it daily. Paul said it
daily.
You have to die daily.
And I have to get up and say, woo, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to help this mind come back together,
Amen.
And line up with the word today.
Amen.
Because I'm feeling a little angry today.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Be real.
When you come to him in spirit and in
mm-hmm.
truth, that's when you his demonstrated power
Amen.
Can come
Amen.
In. You got to be truthful.
You got to be true.
And he'll. And next thing I know, a scripture will come at your anger rest in the bosom of a fool. Are
mm-hmm.
you a fool today, LaQuita? And I try my best to change, get my thought process together.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Lord, help me to that.
Yeah.
Help me line up with you.
Yeah.
Help this get in line.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't right. He'll say, you need to go on a fast.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got the fast in order for us to last.
Amen.
We got to kill our nature.
Amen.
In order for us to line up with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
So we have a few more minutes left, and I pray that I help people understand
Amen.
What the Holy Ghost is. I just really just scratched the surface.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost is our life.
Mm-hmm.
It is what keeps saints alive.
Amen.
It was protect saints.
Mm-hmm.
It will revive you when you feel dead.
Amen.
because on this Christian journey, you're going to get tired.
Amen.
You're going to get weary Amen. And well doing. That's Amen. Why the scripture said, don't get weary and well doing.
That's it.
Because you're going to go there. And that's why the Holy Spirit has to come. And guess what he'll do? He'll bring about a praise.
Amen.
That's why
Amen.
Your praise is important. You got to put a Amen. Song in your heart sometime.
Yes,
you got to put a song on your mind Amen. To stir up the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
And keep the word. Oh, my God. Amen. The word is so vitally important. The word is God.
Amen.
The word is how we live.
Amen.
The word is our map.
Amen.
The word is how when we eat of the word, said taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
That's the word.
Amen.
We got to get in that thing.
Yes.
And that's what keeps us Amen. As saints, Amen. Keeps us lively, happy. Amen. You know, because sometimes you get tired. Amen. This Christian journey ain't for the faint of heart. You got to walk the walk.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to turn some cheeks. You got to be humble when you know more than they do. And you got to humble Amen. Yourself down
Amen.
And be like, oh, Jesus. Amen. He said,
That's it.
Be quiet.
Be quiet.
Let them talk about you.
That's
oh,
it.
You got to go through your persecution.
Yes,
spirit.
You do.
Don't
you do.
Don't worry about that, baby.
Amen.
That's part of it.
Amen.
What he say? The fellowship of your suffering.
Yes.
That's part of
that's
it.
That's part of it.
That's part of it. That's why you need the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To help you. To help you.
Mm-hmm.
As Mariel said, comfort you.
Yeah,
strengthen mm-hmm. you. Because you're going to need that.
Amen.
Especially when you're dealing with someone and the enemy that's coming up against you
mm-hmm.
in a place where you feel like you're by yourself. Oh, no, you're not. Amen. It says, who can be against you?
Amen.
See, when you got the Holy Spirit will rise up and put a hedge around you so,
mm-hmm.
so heavy. They'll be like, oh, we can't mess with her.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit will convict you.
Amen.
To convict the person that put talking about you.
Amen.
And then we'll condemn them.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Don't worry.
Don't
Let
worry.
People talk about you.
Amen.
If you're striving for the Lord, it's going to come.
It's going to come.
Because people going to always look at your path because they stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's because them the same ones you have to go back and minister to.
Amen.
And keep walking.
Keep walking.
Let them see the light. Let them see the transformation through the Holy Spirit, the Word, the God, your prayers, mm-hmm. your praise. Let people see the transformation because you'll start drawing.
Amen.
And you'll be surprised who will come to you and say, hey, will you pray for me?
Amen.
So stay focused, Saint. Mm-hmm. Allow the Holy Spirit to be the governor in your life. Let the Holy Spirit work out the will, his will, God's perfect will, and God's way in your life.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess we'll do an altar call.
Mm-hmm. Prayer?
Yeah. We'll do an altar call where we open up the house, hole of faith,
mm-hmm.
and allow the Spirit of the Lord
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit to draw people in
mm-hmm.
who are seeking God mm-hmm. and don't know how to
Amen.
Come. How to come in and save the souls
Amen.
That are lost. Because people need to be saved.
Yes.
Jesus still saves.
Yes, he is.
We cannot get away from
mm-hmm.
that. People need to be baptized in Jesus'
Amen.
Name with the blood washing, regeneration of their sin.
Amen.
Know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So we're going to pray.
Amen.
Father,
thank you,
in the name of
Jesus,
Jesus, I thank you for this
Jesus.
Day, for the opportunity
you,
to just share your
thank
word.
You,
I pray,
Lord.
Father,
thank
that you it yes. has touched somebody
yes.
to want to know who you
yes.
are and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I pray right now, Father, that you move in a mighty
yes.
way amongst the people
thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Earth. We need you.
Yes.
We need a mighty
yes,
move
Lord,
of God.
Thank
we
you.
Need a revival
yes, Lord,
in, the name,
in the name
of
Jesus.
We need you to do
yes,
something so
Lord.
Miraculously and mighty to let people know that you still God
yes,
and you still
Lord,
reign
you,
and there's no other God besides you.
Mm-hmm.
that people can come unto thee, yes, who are heavy laden. Yes. You'll give them rest. You will come unto you, yes, who are seeking a different, yes, change in their lives, and they don't know which way to go and what to do and what to say. We ask you, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, name that of you Jesus. Come and rest, rule, yes, and abide and help somebody, yes, today. I know not what else to say, God. So, yes, intercede and, yes, help somebody who's watching and just, yes, need a uplifting, yes, who need a breakthrough, yes, who need a transformation, yes, who need a change in their, yes, lives. Just move, Father. Do it for them so, God, that they cannot say, but you will get the glory out of it. That it was God that did it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, continuously bless the households of faith that are standing, yes, up and saying Jesus is Lord. Bless the men and the women of God who are still crying, yes, out that Jesus is the way. Strengthen them. Strengthen them, every house. Strengthen every pastor. Yes, strengthen, God, every apostle. Yes, strengthen every, God, minister, teacher. Even the ones that are serving, yes, in the house of the Lord that seem like they're not being recognized, the ushers, the deacons, the deaconess, the children, the ministers, everybody, we need a refreshing, Lord. We need an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, yes, to bring about a revival, yes, to save the soul. Now, Father, I pray, yes, that I be who you are calling me to be in these last evil days. I pray that you continuously work the work in my life.
Yes.
Continuously aid me, yes, lead and guide me, yes, along with my family, yes, and everybody that's connected to me. I thank God for my church house. I thank God for my pastor.
Yes,
and Lord. Now, Father, I thank God for the opportunity to be in, yes, the midst of heavenly grace.
Yes.
Continuously bless apostle and prophetess. Yes. Continuously strengthen their ministry. Continuously bless them, yes, and being a beacon of light for your sake. Yes. Lord, I hope I did right by you. I edified you, and I hope that you are pleased with me as your servant.
Yes.
I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity. Now, I turn it back over in your hand. Thank you for all you've done and all you are yet going to do. Bless your name, bless your people,
yes,
bless all that are here,
yes,
and those that are going to hear. Let it be edifying to them. Do what the word is designed to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that powerful word of prayer. Thank God for that powerful word. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Prophetess Laquita Morrow today. Again, all the way from Corpus Christi Faith Church of Birmingham, Alabama. We just thank God for that word. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. And we pray that someone out there on today, amen, that you was uplifted, you was encouraged. If maybe somebody that is watching that you have not been born again, you have not given your life to Christ, we, yeah, pray through this Women of Grace podcast. This is what it's all about. This is what the Women of Grace radio podcast is all about, to uplift, encourage women of God. And if it follow men, that's great too. Amen.
Everybody.
Amen. Everybody that will hear this podcast, this is what it's all about, for those that need a word to be uplifted, to be encouraged, that need to be saved through by the word of God. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for that powerful prayer. Amen. Thank God for the word that you brought on today. And may God bless each and every one of you out there on today. We love you with the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being,
amen,
here, Prophetess.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Coming all the way from Columbiana. Amen. Alabama.
Amen. Did I say Columbia?
Calera, Alabama.
That's,
amen. Amen. It's near. Amen.
Yeah.
But I thank God, amen, for her coming, amen, to be with us on this morning. It was,
amen,
a blessing, and may God give her traveling grace back. And so we just thank God for all things, amen. We're gonna be ready for a part two, amen, because she just scratched the surface today. So we know part two is coming. So we just thank God for you listening and tuning in to HGGWN Women of Grace radio podcast on today. God bless you, and we love you. Amen. And as we get ready, amen, to go off, amen, we thank you on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.